Today is Friday. Today is Friday. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm an executive job search and leadership coach, the head coach for Job Search Coaching HQ.com, and welcome. This is a show that I think is a good one, particularly for experienced professionals, where you're going to be interviewing with different groups or departments. It can apply to a lot of different positions, but I know this works very well with senior professionals. Hope you find it helpful. And if you do, please give the show 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It does help other people find the show. Now, let's get going, okay? And I've got more advice for you today about interviewing as an IT professional. Now, here's the pattern of the interviews. First interview, HR. Second interview, hiring manager. Third interview, sometimes fourth and fifth interview, different constituencies that are being impacted by you being hired. Final interview, area manager, right? This is how it generally works. Lots of different interviews from lots of different directions. Now, once you're invited back by the hiring manager, HR may make the phone call, but the hiring manager is the one who makes the decision. You need to start understanding the different constituencies in the organization. What's their problem? What matters to them? Because it may be different than what your immediate manager cares about. See, your immediate manager cares that at the end of the day, he or she isn't going to get bugged that you're incompetent, that you're a problem, that you're not doing what the user wants. But at the end of the day, what does the user want? What do these different departments care about that you can solve for them? Now, I want to encourage you, when you get the invitation back, ask the hiring manager, what is it that they're concerned with? What problems have they been facing? What did the predecessor in the role do really well? What weren't they so good at? And how are you going to be evaluated by these different constituencies in order to ensure that you can give them the information that they need? Now, sometimes these constituencies have a completely different view of the job than what you're going to be told. So I'm going to encourage you, go back and watch my video about the single best question you should ask on any interview, or read my book on that subject. And at the beginning of your interview with each of the constituencies, say something to the effect of, you know, I spoke with hiring manager, and he gave me his take on the role, but yours may be a little bit different. Could you tell me about the role as you see it and what I can do to help you? And this way, they'll tell you at the beginning of the interview what it is that matters to them so that you can address their concerns in powerful ways early in the process and not guess what they're looking for. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I have the best of my information there. Plus, you can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.